Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk about something that I'm kind of concerned about. And I'm wondering, when will we see a little pro-American? A little pro-American protection from those who are supposedly here to protect us. The left, the social left, the greedy left, whatever you want to call them, they speak as though they just want love and peace. You know, they live in this utopia. We can't just get along, can't we just all get along? Well, no, we can't, because bad guys exist, and they always will. You don't leave your home open at night or randomly hand out visas for strangers to stay, eat, sleep, and take stuff. I have to confess that I don't understand the logistics or the logic of the left, or those who believe in X-ing out America and making us a part of the North American Union. Open the floodgates and let the crime begin. Let the starvation take hold. Toss liberty down the drain. No more sovereignty. No more independence. Socialism, which is communism. But let's look at what's the now evidence of what is happening and what has come. You can say it was careless, somebody not doing his or her job. I say it was uncaring, dismissing of the importance of life, lives, incompetence, worthy of firing. Remember the compound in New Mexico holding children, filthy, dirty living? Why isn't Elizabeth Warren worried about these children? This was found to be a training camp, dirty, filthy living, to teach or brainwash these children into killing machines, to shoot up schools, a plan to attack a hospital, even teach use these kids for suicide missions. No Lizzie Found complaining or fighting for these kids, no Nancy Plastic Pelosi, no Mad Maxine, no Bernie, no Ellison, no crying Schumer, no Democrat making noise, elected Democrat making noise. They are silent. One child's body found, others abused, starving, dirty, still the silence from the left. According to the news, three of these guys, who have names I will not even try to pronounce, have been dismissed without prejudice. The cause? A technicality. There was an oversight. Apparently somebody was too busy on the part of the prosecution, and the filing was not done in time. 10-day evidentiary hearings to establish probable cause. Oh my, they missed the deadline. And now murderers, child abusers, terrorists are free. But ICE needs to be eliminated because it's cruel to separate children from loving parents, illegal aliens crossing the borders. I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with this ignorant talk. Not only this, which is more than enough, but open borders is putting our children, our citizens, at risk for disease. There is no way to put sense into this mess, but we can learn more about what has happened and what should happen and how we, the people, can be called to action. I have asked Mike Cutler to join us again today. It seems we need to turn to his wisdom and experience too often. Ain't nobody listening in D.C. Of course they're not. Mike is a retired INS senior special agent. We like to call him our super agent, and we welcome him back today. Mike, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Beth Ann, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for the introduction. You know, I have to tell you, I have never seen our government more corrupt, more stupid.
I like that word.
I mean, my goodness gracious. You know, I'm convinced that all of Washington has an IQ of about 4. And by the way, for the record, it's not a swamp, it's a cesspool.
You're right, absolutely.
It's an important part of the ecosystem. You know, frogs and toads and insects live and thrive in swamps. They're part of the environment. A cesspool is man-made, and believe me, there's nothing good to be found in a cesspool.
You're absolutely right. I have said that before, that it's just amazing. But this thing in New Mexico is just one It's just one. I mean, but it's blatant. Here they were all screaming about these children being separated from their parents at the...
Look, they don't care about the children.
You know, no, they don't. This is proof. Go ahead.
No, they simply use and abuse and exploit. Both sides do, okay?
Absolutely.
Both sides do. I was on a program with Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is a former member of Congress. He was a one-termer Tea Party candidate. And I was on his television program at Newsmax. By the way, I'm scheduled to be on Dana Loesch's program this evening at NRA TV. I love doing Dana's show. And Joe was telling me about how dysfunctional immigration is. And I said, do you really think it's broken? He says, well, of course it's broken. I said, forgive me, Joe, you're getting it wrong.
Yeah.
You're thinking that immigration is a law enforcement system. It's supposed to be, but it's not. The power elite don't see it as a law enforcement system. They see it as a delivery system.
Mm.
And what does it deliver? I'm glad you asked. It delivers an unlimited supply of cheap, exploitable labor. And I remind everybody, exploitation is not compassion. And it's not just people working illegally. It's the foreign workers we bring in with high-tech visas to displace American workers,
right,
who in many cases have worked with great dedication and success for corporations here in the United States. They lose their jobs. They lose their ability to support themselves and their families through no fault of their own. The system delivers an unlimited supply of foreign tourists. It delivers a huge number of foreign students. Last year, 152,000 Chinese STEM students, science, technology, engineering, math, computers, were admitted to the United States to learn their disciplines here in our country, and then they're eligible for what's known as optional practical training, so they get to work for companies. Frequently, they get military contracts, providing China not only with first-rate education for their citizens, but ample opportunities to spy on our companies, on our government. They hack our computers, and we teach their programmers how to be more proficient. We're nuts. But most important for the politicians, this delivery system delivers an unlimited supply of clients for immigration lawyers. Make no mistake. And both sides of the aisle have immigration attorneys. Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is an immigration lawyer. His son, Bobby Goodlatte, is a computer executive. If you look him up, you will see that he got his start in Silicon Valley with none other than, are you ready for this one? Zuckerberg at Facebook.
Isn't
so
that amazing?
When you look at the way that these members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have a conflict of interest, I'm very much concerned that before the lame duck disappears into the sunset, Goodlatte is leaving. He'll probably go back to being an immigration lawyer when he leaves. I'm concerned that if they enact DACA to get 1 million or 2 million, just like Reagan promised us that his amnesty would involve 1 million, we wound up with almost 4 million. This could wind up 10 million. And I want everyone to think of something. If you remember right after 9/11, and we're rapidly approaching the 17th anniversary of that horrible day,
mm-hmm,
we were told to be successful, the terrorists only have to get it right once. We have to be right 100% of the time. So think of this, folks. Every single alien who enters America, legally or illegally, doesn't matter, provides the terrorists with that one opportunity they're desperate to achieve. Every alien who gets an immigration benefit, whether it's political asylum, whether it's a green card, whether it's citizenship, whether it's permission to go to school, every approved application, and right now they process more than 6 million per year, DACA would overwhelm the system, it would melt down completely. Every approved application provides terrorists with that one opportunity that they're looking for. So even if the system is 99.9% accurate, and it's probably the inverse of that, it's probably less than 1% accurate, every time you look at those numbers, you realize you're talking about a potential army of thousands of terrorists who could succeed in entering the United States and gaming the process. And that brings us to an article that I'm working on right now about how two Iranian sleeper agents, it would appear, were just arrested on August the 20th.
We'll have to talk about sleeper agents when we come back. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mike Cutler. We're talking about the crisis. Yes, it is a crisis in this nation. Immigration, legal and illegal, it's a crisis that is being pushed upon us by our D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. I have an article on that, and then we'll get back to your article that I am studying.
Sure.
And it's a 20-year article. I'm thinking, why did they only do this study for 20 years? Anyway, it's titled that after the 20-year study, they have figured out, duh, the Congress doesn't care what you think. You know, the majority of people don't want all this immigration.
Is that breaking news, Beth Ann?
Well, it was from 2015, so it's not breaking. But I've been saying for a long time that Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty that there possibly can be. So anyway, let's talk about these sleeper agents. I kind of wanted to visit with you a little bit about the Molly Tibbins murder as well. But let's talk about these sleeping agents.
Let me just finish one thing, if I can. So just go back to the discussion I had with Joe Walsh on his program about the delivery system. So when you look at it as a delivery system, I came back and asked Joe the question. I'll ask you and your listeners the question. So when you consider it as a delivery system, is it really broken, or is it more efficient than FedEx and UPS combined?
I don't. When it's considered a delivery, it's not broken. It's working very well.
No, and that's the point that everyone is missing. You know, we went to the moon more than 40 years ago with really primitive technology, and we did it. I had the privilege of meeting Jim Lovell, Dave Scott, Jim McDivitt, and Gene Kranz, who, of course, was flight director. we were able to accomplish everything. If you order a package from FedEx or Amazon or wherever, you will know exactly where it is. We can't figure out how to secure the borders or track aliens who enter the United States after we gave Accenture billions of dollars and they had 10 years to do it. These are failures by design, because no matter what they promise the constituents, this is a magic act, like the guy that promises to cut the lady in half, and you know he's not going to hurt a hair on her head. This is a magic act where they know what the constituents want, and as you just said, to your point, that they will make sure that while they create these very nice illusions, at the end of the day, nothing will interfere with those deliveries. They must come on time. You see?
I agree with you 100%. It's exactly what they're after. That's what I said before the election, even in November of 2016, that the only reason that they were hating this man, besides the fact that he's an outsider, he doesn't know the deals that they have made, or he does know the deals that they have made. It all had to do with trade, and it all had to do with immigration. They go hand in hand, and they have...
And sovereignty.
Yes, yes. They don't care about our sovereignty. They think that's a dirty word to D.C.
Let me tell you, we haven't had a president who understood or cared about American sovereignty since perhaps Eisenhower. Maybe JFK, but certainly no one since then.
Good point.
And I know so many people, my conservative friends, and they are my friends, and I don't use that word cynically. And, you know, on most issues, you'd accuse me of being liberal or at least centrist. But, so many of my conservative friends loved Ronald Reagan. He was a train wreck. And I'll tell you why. He gave us the first amnesty. It was supposed to involve 1 million aliens. It wound up with almost 4 million. We were hampered by confidentiality provisions, so we could not share amnesty files with other law enforcement agencies. If an FBI agent came running up to me and said, Mike, we need the amnesty file on this guy. He has an atom bomb in the back of a truck. We need the photograph, and the only place the photo was in the amnesty file, or his home address was only in the amnesty file. If I gave him the information, you know what you would call that? A 5-year felony. That doesn't exist for any other immigration file. If the person naturalized, you just turned it all over. If the person got amnesty, those things were locked down. There was a big red flag right on top of the amnesty provision of the file with a stern warning of the section of law that could put you in jail for disclosing it to anybody for any reason. Think about that. And he gave us the visa waiver program whereby terrorists have entered the United States. Because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, partnering with the Hotel, Hospitality, Travel, and Manufacturing Associations, created this betrayal known as the Discover America Partnership. So we've been getting hammered by both parties. I don't even want to go into Obama and what he did to us, because we could speak for the next 10 hours and not cover it all. Or George W. Bush, who made DHS so dysfunctional that I came to call the Department of Homeland Surrender, because he created DHS. And if you look at John Hostetler's statement at a hearing where I testified, I've been before 17 hearings in the House and Senate, John Hostetler questioned why in the world the administration, meaning the Bush administration, would do the damage that he did to immigration so that our borders were left wide open. It made it impossible to enforce the immigration laws, and so American national security and the safety of Americans had been compromised. He made no bones about it, and he's a conservative Republican. Both parties have done this to us. Well, people say to me, oh, those libertards and all these other terms they use against the Democrats. Folks, those terms equally apply to the Republicans. I have an article coming out for the Social Contract. I gave them my idea. They said, let's make the whole magazine about it. Mm-hmm. And my title or the theme is Sanctuary Country. We don't have immigration law enforcement. You have 6,000 ICE agents for the whole country. The ICE mission is so darn important, compare it to the military. The military mission is to keep our enemies as far from our shores as possible. That's what more than 1 million brave, courageous, incredible enlisted men and women of the armed forces do every day. And when you get up close and in person, the job is supposed to fall to DHS. We have over 1 million in the military, 6,000 ICE agents protecting us at home. If 200 illegal aliens get arrested somewhere, it makes headlines all over the country and we have near riots. How many tens of thousands of people are arrested on the same day that goes unnoticed? The reason it's noteworthy is because, relatively speaking, precious few illegal aliens get arrested. And believe me, that's not 11 million. We probably have 30 or 40 million by now. These are all fake numbers designed to placate the American people and lull them into a false sense of security. They finally woke up, and that's how Donald Trump got elected president. But understand the risks that we face, and if DACA gets enacted, the party is over. We would never recover from DACA. It's not about children. The age cutoff is 37. This is a con game. All they have to do is claim they came before they were 16. And guess what? There's no capacity to do a single interview. There's no capacity to do a single field investigation. The adjudicator will only be able to look at what's provided in terms of paper. So if someone lies and provides affidavits, they're going to get what they want. And the 9/11 Commission, to which I provided testimony, because I arrested terrorists in my career, the 9/11 Commission identified immigration fraud, people lying on the applications, as the key method of entry and embedding for the terrorists. That's how serious this threat is. And think of how many times the media keeps saying, we've got to take care of the children. I agree. American children.
Absolutely.
Immigrant children. And then we're told, oh, if you're going to talk about the murder of Molly Tibbetts, then you're disgracing these wonderful immigrants. Well, I was on the Ingram angle, and I made a point with Jason Chaffetz. He was sitting in Flora about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this murderer, the alleged murderer, is not an immigrant. He's an illegal alien.
Absolutely.
Let's get our language straight. And this isn't political correctness, folks. I'm politically correct. This is Orwellian. Altering understanding and thoughts by altering the language of the debate.
They totally ignore it. You know, they were following that story when she was missing, and then as soon as she was found and it was an illegal alien that had murdered her, it was quiet. And then we were the ones that were the bad guys because we were going after him because he was illegal. Well, American citizens can, you know, they murder people too. Well, yeah, they do. But this guy could have been prevented, and he had been in that community 4 to 7 years, they said. And then his lawyer calls him.
That's the other thing I want your audience to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so important. How many people have been looking at this guy from DHS, the police, the FBI, everybody? We still don't know how long he's been here. We're not even sure what his real name is. If he had filed for DACA and lied about his date of birth, he would be here legally right
now.
Come on, Mike.
Trying
to make that point.
Come on, Mike. He was an all-American boy.
Yes, he was. Can you imagine?
I can't believe somebody didn't slap that man.
Well, you know, and the point of the matter is that to the globalists, the dead bodies are speed bumps on the path to a borderless and defenseless United States
of
America.
You got it. It's about tearing us down. It is. It is about tearing us down. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And let me do that again. 877-895-5410. But I'm thinking, too, because you said you had two sleeper cells you wanted to talk about. I want to go back to that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and Mike and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided this book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Mike, we're going to go to the phone. We have Tim in Iowa with a comment. Tim, how are you doing today?
Sure.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Mike. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Great. Thank you for the call. Good to talk to you.
I've got a local pastor who's about 3 years out of seminary. And her first year with us, I volunteered on the worship committee. And she kept talking about how she had illegal immigrants went through seminary with her, especially one from Guatemala that really, you know, that is a pretty innocent fella, you know, I guess. So, and I said to her, I said, and she mentioned
what
that he had worked
like?
Post-bill. Huh?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. What does innocent look like?
Yeah, I know, exactly. And I said, well, he had worked in the post-bill meatpacking plant. I said, well, you might be interested in knowing that the owner of that plant's sitting in jail right now for robbing after all of his payroll. And, and you know, and I'd been up there, you know, when we had the rally, you know, when Louis Gutierrez brought the busloads in, pro-illegal immigration, you know. And I had volunteered on the worship committee, and we were looking at the agenda that they want to set up for the worship. And part of it was relocation of immigrants. So I talked to her about this. I said, now, what are you, you know, she was totally unaware of what happened with the Postville meatpacking plant. You know, and actually that going in there, the ICE actually saved those people from slavery.
Yep.
Because they had to shop uptown in the company store, too. I said, I thought we got rid of that a long time ago. And she was totally unaware of that. She bought this guy's story. And he's a nice fellow. He was going through seminary with her. I said, well, what's this deal with relocation of immigrants? Well, that's something that the World Church Council's doing and that. And I said, well, is the idea of this is that if we find out they're illegal and we know they're a good member of the church and they have no criminal past, is the goal of this is to bring somebody in and get them registered with immigration so they can have a green card and actually be a legal citizen of this
country? It doesn't work that way. It does, sir.
No.
Sir, it doesn't work that way.
And Mike, here's the big thing. I know for a fact, I told her, I said, Pastor, if you've got, I want them in our church if they're like that. I said, I want you to take them to the immigration office and get them signed up. They won't get deported. And that fell on deaf ears.
Mm.
Well, they may well be. First of all, so we all understand, Joe, they probably will be, and they should be, and must be deported. Okay?
Yeah.
Look, we have a generous system. We admit more than 1 million lawful immigrants every year, and that system lacks integrity. Why do I say it? Because we've naturalized terrorists. Think about the Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what happened in San Bernardino. Think about the Times Square bomber, naturalized citizen, Faisal Shahzad.
Exactly.
The media called
him
homegrown. The guy came at the age of 20 on a student visa from Pakistan. But we admit lots of people. We admit tens of millions of temporary visitors. If you're here illegally, you're here illegally. It's not a matter
sure,
of being
I agree,
registered.
Mike, but don't you think, I think one thing that's helped move the because, you know, I'm thinking about Molly Tibbetts here, and the farmers got... He used stolen identity to get the job with them. And he'd been in rural Iowa here for 7 years under that assumed name. And obviously, Jim Fisher out of the...
Well, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Let me just ask you a quick... What is your bottom line quick question so maybe I can give you a little clarity?
Okay. Yeah, my bottom line is I think one thing would be good is if we can get the pastors to come in and if they have them in their church... Get them into the immigration office and get them signed up and get them checked out. And I think that would be moving the ball forward, don't you?
You're not listening. There's no provision for checking them out. If you bring them in, they will be and should be deported. And we don't know they're good guys. You keep saying they're nice people.
Yeah.
You know,
and by the way, I don't go to church anymore over this.
Please listen.
Okay.
Please, sir. Sir, please listen.
Yeah.
You're not listening. Terrorists smile all the time. The best terrorists I've ever arrested had the biggest smiles you've ever seen. They were soft-spoken. They looked so compassionate and so kind, and their mission was to kill.
Yeah.
Because someone smiles at you doesn't mean they're safe or they're nice. It's like a child who says, oh, he had a nice smile. No, wrong. They're
sure.
Not vetted. They snuck in. These are trespassers. Chuck Schumer wants a federal crime of 5 years in jail for trespassing on critical infrastructure, and he went to great length talking about the dangers trespassers pose, and then he says, but let's give citizenship to illegal aliens.
Yeah.
If you enter the United States by sneaking in, you are a trespasser. You are not to ever be trusted. We don't know who you are. We don't know why you came here. But certainly you came here with deception in your mind for a purpose.
And you know, Tim.
I agree with you. I don't know that.
Okay, hang on a second. Tim, I know that your pastor and some of those have across this nation have bought into this basket of lies. And, you know, they don't understand that these people, you know, they call this murderer of Molly an all-American boy. Well, he wasn't even an American, so he couldn't have been an all-American boy. Now, I'm going to let...
Listen, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to turn...
guys, I don't go to this church anymore.
I got you. We've got Mike riled up. We're going to have to let Mike talk.
I just want to read this.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
I'm looking at...
Sir. get a word in.
Yeah, we could round them all up.
The phone conversation.
I know,
sir, I can't. Sir, enough. I can't speak over you. We're on a radio show.
Just
please.
Mike. Just go ahead, Mike.
We're done.
Okay.
The 9/11 Commission
there now.
Okay. We're going to move on. I think we're having a little communication trouble there. Go ahead, Mike. I think Tim was on the same page with us. He was just not.
But this isn't a phone call. This is.
I understand. I understand.
So here's the point. This is what the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel starts out saying. It is perhaps obvious to state that terrorists cannot plan and carry out attacks in the United States if we're unable to enter the country. Yet prior to September 11, while there were efforts to enhance border security, no agency of the U.S. government thought of border security as a tool in the counterterrorism arsenal. Indeed, even after 19 hijackers demonstrated the relative ease of obtaining a U.S. visa and gaining admission into the United States, border security still is not considered a cornerstone of national security policy. We believe, for reasons we discussed in the following pages, it must be made one. And that's the bottom line. Anybody who enters the country surreptitiously or with fake ID or by lying on a visa application poses a clear and immediate threat to national security and public safety, Bethann. And that's the
absolutely. And I know Tim agreed with that. We were just talking over each other. But
absolutely. But it was just getting frustrating.
It was. It's okay. But, you know, I heard on one of the talk shows the other night, and immediately I thought about you, Mike, because they were talking about we had this 9/11 commission. We spent all this money, all this time, how many years, and they've done nothing. Nothing. In fact, they've done the opposite of what they found out. So, you know, they did.
And you know, by the way, there was another article that I just wrote about for Front Page Magazine about this guy who comes to the United States with a Somali passport. He was from Ethiopia. We gave him refugee status. This is why I say that the legal system lacks integrity. Think about what the president tried to do by keeping people out from Somalia. Mm-hmm. This guy never would have been admitted if the president had had his executive order in place, but this guy came in during the Obama administration, of course. And he had injuries to his arms, I believe. And when he was questioned, he said, well, he had been injured when terrorists attacked the location. It was subsequently determined that he was injured when he was handling explosives. He entered the United States under an assumed identity. He was applying for a green card with his wife. He's now being charged with lying on the applications, and it's believed that he was here because he was involved with terrorism and was planning to do something in the United States.
Yeah, so it was a terrorist attack. It was
day after day.
He was his own terrorist. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Mike and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do.
Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're visiting today with Mike Cutler. Mike, what can we do? The bottom line is, we know there's a problem. I think most Americans recognize the hypocrisy that's going on the left, on the right, and the D.C. occupiers occupying offices cut deals. So what do we do?
Well, the politicians have to come to understand that we're not the fools they hope that we are. You know, we've got a very serious problem right now in Latin America. There was a hearing done, and again, I wrote this for Front Page Magazine. Please go to frontpagemag.com, folks. Go to my website. It's Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net. I also do Blog Talk Radio Friday night, 7 to 8 East Coast time, the Michael Cutler Hour, and I write for The Social Contract. But I just wrote a piece back in May. There was a hearing in April about Iranians operating in Latin America and the United States. These are sleeper cells. These are Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist groups and Quds forces, the shock troops. And they're all over Latin America. There's, I believe, 200,000 such terrorists operating under the umbrella provided by Iran around the world, but an increasing number in Latin America. And if you look at Venezuela, it's a country in free fall. It's bordering on failed state. We know that Iranian shock troops, the Quds, have been going into Venezuela for years. This is an opportunity for recruitment for them. The worse the conditions get in that country, people are starving. They can't get drinking water. Anybody who can offer them a meal becomes very attractive. In that situation, recruitment has got to be considered a problem for us. We know there are sleeper cells in the United States, not just from Iran, but elsewhere. The key is immigration law enforcement. You have politicians saying, let's disband ICE. That's
stripping away any protection that we might get from our own government. That's leaving us defenseless. And if you look at the problem of the sleeper cells and you have an open Mexican border, how hard is it to get across the Mexican border into the United States and lie about your identity? This has happened so many times in the past. And meanwhile, we have a government that fails to act. It took the U.S. government 44 months after Pearl Harbor. Think of that, 44 months to build fleets of airplanes that had never existed before, fleets of ships that had never existed before, radar, all kinds of high-tech developments, including two atom bombs. We did it all in 44 months. We don't even have the political will to secure a border or enforce our immigration laws, not as a means of discrimination. Our laws have nothing to do with race, religion, or ethnicity.
No, they don't.
When you hear this nonsense about Latino voters and black voters and Jewish voters and Christian voters, that's profiling, it's bigotry, it's racism. We're Americans, and as Americans, we're all united. I don't care what your political leaning is, as long as you're rational, we all want three things from our government. Keep our enemy as far from our shores as possible. Make our military strong. Make certain that our streets are safe. That's about supporting law enforcement. Get the drugs off of our streets. Get the gangs out of our communities. And finally, let's make certain that our schools provide quality education to our kids, so anyone willing to study hard and work hard can write the next great success story in America, irrespective of what I call superficial factors, race, religion, ethnicity, or gender. We're all Americans. And when you hear this divisive nonsense, this identity politics, and the idea that we're going to sing kumbaya with people who want to kill us, look no further than Neville Chamberlain and what happened when Chamberlain tried to appease Hitler during the Second World War. That wasn't a very pretty story. But we, the people, have got to make the politicians accountable. And I would suggest you even reach out to the media and tell them when you see them publishing garbage that we're not buying their garbage anymore. This is supposed to be government of the people, by the people, for the people. It will only happen when we assert ourselves, and that's the job all Americans must do.
Well, I think you hit that.
The election coming.
I liked your phrase about profiling, because that's exactly what they accuse everyone else of doing, and that's exactly what they do when they have labeled and separated the American people, because they know if we ever come together, they're done. When we figure it all out and we come together, they are finished. And that's exactly what the American people have got to do. And we've got a big election coming up. And I know there's a big storm, whether to vote Democrat or Republican or whatever, but we have got to support this president. And, you know, he may not like everything he does. I don't like everything. But we need to make sure that this nation is safe, because it has to do with our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And
yes, his language sometimes leaves something to be desired. I was originally an engineering major, but ultimately I got my BA in communications arts and sciences. I call it my BA in BS. language is critical, and sometimes he does more harm to himself than he even understands. But his goals are right on the money, and that's something the American people must understand. Yes, I don't like the way he articulates his ideas. I pull my hair out of my head on occasion when I listen to him. But what are the alternatives? We are in a perilous era. We have communities legalizing marijuana. Think about this, at a time when heroin epidemic is through the roof at record levels. People are dying, and we're going to legalize the gateway drug of choice. What in the world are our politicians doing to us? That ought to be crystal clear to anybody who's able to fog a mirror. The politicians are not acting in our best interest, and when they don't, they need to be shown the curb. You know, think of the lever in the voting booth, if they still have levers as we used to, the way you think of that little handle on the toilet. Flush them out of here. If this is what they're doing to us, get rid of them. What do you think of that?
I think absolutely we need to flush them out of there. And we're not just talking about the Democrats. We're talking about some of the Republicans as well. So, and it's like I said, we've bought, you know, they called us a basket of deplorables, but we've bought a basket of lies, and we need to start kicking those the lies out of that basket and let them know that we're the ones holding the basket and they need to be gone. And so it's something that the American people are the only ones that can change it. We're the only ones that can help the president, and he cannot drain the swamp. He cannot clear out the sewer, dredge it out. We can. We're the only ones that can really do it, because you could see what's going on with them. I don't know that I've ever been so disappointed. Not that I learned in my lifetime not to put anybody on a pedestal. But I tell you what, I had Sessions all wrong, and I am really disappointed in what he has done or has not done. And it's, you know, we watch this stuff unfold, and I've got a scenario or a timeline on everything that's kind of happening, and I'm telling you, it is terrible, and that the American people are paying for it. We're paying for it. But it is up to us, and go ahead and give your websites again. We're just about out of time. We only got about 20 seconds here.
Sure. Okay, sure. Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, one word, michaelcutler.net is my own personal website. I write for The Social Contract, and most of my articles are up on Front Page Magazine, frontpagemag.com, sponsored by the David Horowitz Freedom Center. My articles are there to educate. If they're useful, helpful to you, please pass it along. Be part of what I call my Bucket Brigade of Truth. We need to counter the failure of the mainstream media to tell what's going on. And your program does such a phenomenal job. I have to tell you, it's always a privilege and pleasure to join you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend. We're going into Labor Day weekend, and we're going to have a special show on Monday. I hope you could tune in. Frontpagemag.com or michaelcutler.net. It's going to take all of us to help him with that bucket brigade to bring America home.
Hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.